Voters in Nigeria went to the polls today in the country's first civilian-run election in two decades. Africa's most populous nation is attempting to transfer power from one civilian government to another for the first time in the country's history. For most of its four decades since independence, Nigeria has been ruled by military dictators. There has been concern that problems with the administration of this election could lead to widespread political violence or even another coup d'etat. NPR's Jason Bobien reports from the Nigerian capital, Abuja.
The polls opened only about 45 minutes late in the small city of Suleja, about 20 miles outside of Abuja. This was a vast improvement over last weekend's legislative elections, when some people waited for hours in the rain outside polling stations that had no ballots. Suleja is in the north of Nigeria, a region that's governed by Islamic law. Men stood in one line to vote, women stood in another, although only a handful of women were voting. Abdullah Kassim, the head election official in Suleja, stood on the front porch of a ramshackle automotive repair shop, instructing the crowd on how to vote.
You shouldn't cast your vote more than once, and you shouldn't thumbprint more than once, as you can see here.
Over the last 4 years in Nigeria, an estimated 10,000 people have died in ethnic, religious, and political clashes. In an attempt to curb violence at today's polls, a nationwide travel ban only allowed people out of their homes to vote. During legislative elections last weekend, at least 10 people were killed in political clashes. Officials with the National Election Commission say they're investigating reports that 6 people were killed today in the oil-rich Niger Delta. In Suleja, police armed with batons and AK-47s dispersed a crowd that had gathered near the polling station.
I don't want to see people littering about here. If you are here to vote, go into the line and queue up. If you have casted your vote, go back to your house, period.
Zaka Musa Bolewa and his wife Nelly weren't going to be driven away from the polls. They'd come out in their Sunday best to wait in line in the mud to vote. Bolewa runs his own construction business. By Nigerian standards, Bolewa is middle class, but what he wants from Nigeria's next president is basic. Bolewa says he wants a president who will deliver clean water, reliable electricity, and an end to the nation's gasoline crisis.
We need somebody who will consider the masses in this country. This is why we came out to vote.
His wife Nelly says people in Suleja are suffering.
We are lacking water supply. We have no electricity for the past 5 days now. But as of yesterday, they've brought light for us.
Nigeria is the world's 6th largest oil producer, yet ordinary Nigerians can't buy gas without waiting in line for hours. Oil sales bring billions of dollars into the country, yet the nation's infrastructure is in shambles. Many areas lack electricity. Where it is provided, it's notoriously unreliable. The nation's roads are crumbling. In Lagos, a city of some 14 million people, there are almost no functioning traffic lights, and where there are, drivers ignore them. Garbage collection is erratic. Corruption is so bad, playwright Wally Soyinka once referred to his country as the open sore of Africa. In a small town named Jere in the northern state of Kaduna, hundreds of people are gathered under two giant mango trees in the center of the village. The crowd is almost evenly split between men and women. They wait to enter a thatched mud hut to cast their ballots. Salisu Ibrahim says many people in this predominantly Muslim village are supporting the main opposition candidate, Muhammadu Buhari. Buhari is challenging President Olusegun Obasanjo's bid for re-election. Ibrahim says people are optimistic that this election can change the direction of Nigeria.
We have a lot of resources in the country. As you can see, we have human resources, we have material resources. The only thing that we lack is leadership.
Election officials say they hope to be able to announce Nigeria's next leader by Tuesday. This may, however, be optimistic. The final results from last week's legislative elections still haven't all been tallied. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Abuja.